Did you miss us much? We're back. ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, your home for Chicago Red Stars soccer. Here with you at Toyota Park. If you were checking the Twitter timeline of mine, at the Ryan Fahey, or the Chicago Red Stars Twitter account as well, at the Chicago Red Stars, we are going to start soccer. We've got a match here tonight. We're not canceling anything. We're just going to be starting a little bit later. We're going to start in about 10 minutes here at Toyota Park between the Houston Dash and the Chicago Red Stars. So we get rid of the rain delay. The weather has appeared to have subsided. The clouds are still a little funky in some areas, but the rain has let up. The lightning appears to be out of the area. And Courtney, we are finally ready to get going for Red Stars and Dash.
Let there be soccer.
There you go. That's a way to put it. Absolutely. So let's get to the starting 11 now for both teams. And per Courtney, as you mentioned, we are going to have a different way to get this game going.
Yep. There'll be no the players are now out for a 10-minute warm-up. Of course, they have to warm up again, having been warmed down pretty much, and would be pretty cold during that more than half hour delay. Then we go straight into game time. They head back to the benches and we're straight into game time. No announcement of lineups, no national anthem, straight into game time.
So here we go, the starting 11. Before I was so rudely cut off by the announcement, I kid of course to our guy Jay over there. I'll get back to the starting 11 now. As I mentioned in the first pregame segment that we had, I guess we're kind of doing this again, so to speak. The starting 11 for the Houston Dash goes as follows, and I'm reading this in alphabetical order. Amber Brooks, number 12, midfielder, will get the start tonight, along with Allie Brush at defense, number 8. Megan Crossan, midfielder, number 25, will get the start in her third game played for the Houston Dash this season. The star forward, Rachel Daly, number 3, in her 11th appearance with the team, has 2 goals on the season. Denise O'Sullivan, number 13 at midfield in her 10th game this year with 1 goal so far on the season. Stephanie Ox, the defenseman number 22, will get in her 8th match of the 2016 season. Getting the start at forward as well is number 7 in Kyla Ohai in her 12th match of the year will go into tonight as part of the starting 11 with 1 goal on the season. Cami Prevet at midfield number 23 will get into her 7th match of the year. Kari Ricaro at defense, number 5, will be in her 9th match of the year, tallying up 1 yellow card so far. And at forward, it'll be number 9, Shioma Ubagayu, who has 1 goal on the season as well. And we talked about this in our first pregame segment, Courtney, that we're kind of looking for to see what kind of offense, who's going to kind of lead this offense. We talked about it with Rachel Daly, and with Shioma, she's going to probably be that second gun to go to.
Right. I think Rachel Daly will be their go-to striker in this game. But as always, if you are an opposing team, it's one thing for you to look at that star striker, but then the supporting cast is always dangerous.
Right.
You cannot take your eye off the supporting cast.
Yep, and there the head coach is Randy Waldrum. The assistant coaches are Marcelo Galvalo, Jairo Suzuki, and the goalkeeper coach, is Tom Brown. And now let's go over to the side of your Chicago Red Stars, and their starting 11 follows as suit. In goal tonight, it'll be Michelle Dalton. On defense, it'll be Aaron Gilliland, Katie Naughton, and Samantha Johnson. Casey Short also out there with Danielle Colaprico and Vanessa DiBernardo. Sophia Huerta, Taylor Kamau, Carl Walls, and Jen Hoy round off your starting 11 for your Chicago Red Stars, who are coached by Rory Dames with the 2 assistant coaches of Bonnie Young and Brian Kibler. And the goalkeeper coach is Jordy King. Now, Courtney, in situations like this for players where you come out thinking, all right, we're going to start at 7, and then your flow to get ready for the game gets interrupted due to the weather delay, does this do anything mentally to you, or do you just kind of just hit the refresh button and do it all over again?
Well, at the professional level, Ryan, which is where sports psychologists they come into being, this coaching staff wants to be then speaking to the players. You want to get into their heads. You want to keep them afloat, so to speak, and keep them at that point in time where they remain focused on the game. Because at the end of the day, this is professional sports. There is a job to be done. Okay, fine, we were supposed to start an hour ago. We're an hour late. Let's say the game had started an hour ago. You would be in game time now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, you have to mentally, you have to stay in the game.
Is there a certain one-on-one matchup that you're looking forward to seeing here tonight between Houston and Chicago?
I think the one-on-one matchup pretty much will be at the opposite ends of the field, the forward lineup. Why? Both teams need that W. They need that 3 points. And I think they will be going for broke. Of course, Chicago, they have to get that W because they have to stay within touching distance of that top 4.
Yeah, and then you summed it up perfectly there. They're doing the quick announcements of the starting 11 right now on the scoreboard. And once we get that going, as the Red Stars and the Houston Dash are set to finish up their pregame warm-ups for the second time tonight, we will finally get NWSL soccer underway here at Toyota Park. I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through the rain delay, the weather delay, if you want to call it as well. We've been under a delay for a little bit, about roughly 52 minutes, but that is going to quickly come to an end. As we mentioned, both teams just finishing up their warm-ups right now as they were in the respective locker rooms for the better part of a half hour, a little bit more than that with the weather delay that kind of embarked over Toyota Park. And the skies are even starting to kind of clear up around here right above us a little bit, so we're looking forward to that. Although it still looks a little bit bad if you look to the northeast of Toyota Park right now, but that appears to be not coming this way. It can stay that way at this point, and we can finally get some soccer underway.
Well, we can see the Chicago skyline again, which is good. Remember, at one point, we couldn't see Chicago any at all.
No, you're right.
So, you know, if that's anything to go by, then we're in for a good evening, and the fans have stuck around. Doesn't seem as if anybody left.
It feels as if more are here.
There you go. And you know, sometimes this kind of a delay can build that expectancy, so it adds to the atmosphere.
Right.
Of course, the field now is a bit slicker with all that water and all that moisture, so the ball is going to skid around a bit. So it's going to be interesting now to see how the players and how the coaching staff now speak to the players about controlling that ball and making the passes.
And we'll also be curious to see, you know, how slow the ball is going to be on the field as well.
Well, it could be slow, but it, you know, once it hits the grass, that slick grass, it could be shooting off in all directions. So especially for the goalkeepers, I mean, if I was a forward or an attacking midfielder at this point in time, I'll be shooting everything. I get that ball, I'll be shooting, because there's no telling what will happen.
And there is still, I mean, with the rain has, you know, let up and the lightning is out of the area, but there is still a very considerable breeze coming out of the northeast.
There you go. That is something to consider also. So, you know, it's something especially the goalkeepers will want to be looking out for.
Yeah, it's something to be really looking out for as the Red Stars and Houston Dash are finishing up their warm-ups right now. We're just a few minutes away from getting kickoff finally underway here at Toyota Park. If you plan on having a late night, well, look no further than we're going to have some late night soccer for you here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. I believe we're projected, based on what I'm reading here, we are going to have looks like we're going to start at right at about 8 o'clock as Courtney decides to take a selfie in our pre-game segment number two.
What do you call that? Because we're both in the picture. Is it like a selfies? A double
selfie?
No, it's just a selfie. Just a selfie? Okay,
because it's one
photo. Okay, all right.
And you could have brought this up in our rain delay theater segment. You're doing it in a segment too late.
I do it while we're on air.
The next rain delay theater that we have, we can do that then.
Selfies.
We'll do that then. Okay. And you know, what's funny that we bring up next week is because there's actually a big chance of rain next Saturday night too.
Okay.
So we might have to think about that in the long run. You never know.
I'm gonna make it a bit more interesting. See that picture?
Yeah.
That's a selfie.
You're telling me about a picture and I'm on the radio right now. Thank you.
Yeah. It's called drama.
Trying to paint the picture as much as possible, folks. So they're getting their respective NWSL flags out onto the field right now. Looks like, I believe, we are going to have the national anthem have us get started here before we take tonight's match to start. So we will have that as the Houston Dash have just finished their warm-ups now, and the Red Stars are just finishing up theirs right now, going through the cone drills. So we will have them finish that up. We will have the national anthem, and then we will finally have Chicago Red Stars soccer take place here at Toyota Park as they are looking for a crucial 3 points to stay within the top four of the NWSL standings.
So I guess we're going to go through the formalities after all then. They might have had a change of heart somewhere there.
Yeah, because as you mentioned, they were going to think about getting right into it.
Right into it, yeah. The players would go straight to the benches, and then the referees would get the game underway. But, I mean, we're already delayed. It's
an hour late.
Yeah.
It's not too late.
It's a nice Saturday night. So,
it's cooled off a lot here, by the way.
And the fans have stuck around, so you might as well still go for it.
They've stuck around. They had to wait in the respective hallways and over by the Illinois Soccer Hall of Fame, which is above Section 133. So a lot of them were kind of huddled up in that area, along with the weather, or in the weather delay that we were all under here at Toyota Park. And, you know, you can almost hear a pin drop here at Toyota Park at some points.
And things have changed suddenly. The rains have left. The skies have pretty much cleared. I'm still seeing a little bit of lightning. But
you say that in the distance.
But nothing to threaten us here at this point in time.
Based on what we were told here, it appears that storm that is staying north and east of our area here at Toyota Park is going to stay over there. And it's not going to come this way towards Toyota Park at all as of now. So that's a good thing. And we will get to some Red Stars soccer here in just a matter of moments.
As we see them now lining up. So.
So it looks like we'll have the introduction starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your caps and face the flag near the scoreboard for our national anthem. As we honor the men and women at home and abroad who fight for our freedoms and keep us safe.
Are starting to get pumped up here at Toyota Park as we're getting set for Chicago Red Star Soccer here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. I'm Ryan Faye. Alongside me, Courtney Wallace. Once again, for tonight's action here at Toyota Park in Bridgeview, Illinois. Both teams shake hands right along the far sideline. Right now, the Chicago Red Stars are in their home light blue jerseys, shorts, and socks, while the Houston Dash are in their road orange jerseys with shorts and socks that match the same color. The goalkeeper, Michelle Dalton, is in the gray jersey with black shorts, black trim, and numbers. And we'll get the color coordination for the Houston goaltender in just a moment. But after a 59-minute weather delay, we are finally ready to get some soccer underway.
And 59, I think they were still able to squeeze in all the formalities and will still be able to have an 8 o'clock start, pretty much.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I found it funny is that there was some talk about, with the impending storm that was coming here yesterday, there were some rumors of what if they pushed it back to 8 o'clock. Well, they would have been right. They would have been right on the dot with it for an 8 o'clock start.
They would have been spot on.
Yeah. So the Houston Dash that I mentioned in their road jerseys, they are on the right side of the midfield bench. That's where their bench is at. And the Red Stars are to the opposite side over on the left side from our vantage point up here in the press box. And the goalkeeper in Bianca Henninger is in the green neon jersey with black shorts and black socks. And to start this off for the first half, it'll be the Houston Dash going left to right with the Red Stars going right to left. And the weather has sublet. Red Stars will have possession to start at midfield to get this off. Two 45-minute halves along with any stoppage time that would be needed at the end of each half respectively.
And a pretty strong wind blowing across Toyota Park right now. And you know what would be interesting, Ryan? With the conditions out there, with it being wet, Michelle Dalton has a way of being kind of dramatic in goal. Let's see how much dramatics she will put on this afternoon and how much drama, because the conditions are not necessarily conducive for playing around at the back.
Cara Walls and Vanessa DiBernardo at midfield to start the touch here for this 8 p.m. kickoff between the Houston Dash and your Chicago Red Stars. Right here at ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. No more weather problems. We're underway here at Toyota Park. Red Stars have possession, get it back into their defensive half. Now we'll get something set up as Sam Johnson kicks it back into the 18-yard box for Michelle Dalton. And we talked about it as well. Stephanie McCaffrey, now a new member of the Chicago Red Stars, on the bench tonight. Wonder if she'll get any action tonight. If not, maybe next week. But acquisition coordinator that we talked about where, you know, it brings depth at the forward spot with Christian Press on national duties as this ball goes up into the defensive half of the Houston Dash, taking control there by Sofia Huerta. Now to the near side for DiBernardo. Now trying to keep it going to the near corner for Casey Short on the edge of the box. And she's going to be canceled off and away there by Kalea Ohai, the 5-5 forward.
And Casey Short looking a bit uncertain as to what she wanted to do with that ball. But it worked out for her as she has won her team the first throw-in of the game.
Throw into the near left corner. That being Casey Short and the Red Stars. They kept possession on it. The throw-in went to Cara Walls. Hits off of a Dash player once again. It'll be another Red Stars throw-in. So Casey Short once again to throw it in right in front of her. To the near side is Cara Walls. Now with this one is Taylor Kamau. Kamau now crosses into the box near side. Inside the 18 it goes. Oh, and they were looking for Jen Hoy there, but that one just went over her right leg to keep it in play. Goes out of play and must have been deflected off of a Dash player. It's a Red Star throw-in.
Third straight.
Casey Short once again with it. Takara Walls now to the near corner. Walls double teamed there by defense, and we are going to have our first corner kick of the night. Is that deflected off of a Dash defender? And DiBernardo over now to the near left corner for this corner. So a quick opportunity here into the second minute as DiBernardo will take this corner kick from the near left corner of the field. Got two Red Stars in the 6-yard box while the rest scatter outside the 18.
And two to clean up on outside the 18.
Little dribble into the near side for Danielle Colaprico. Prico into the box, crosses in, and it deflects in for a Red Stars goal!
And a perfect start there for the Chicago Red Stars. We're only 2 minutes into this game, and already they're on the score sheet.
I did not see who initially got the deflection, as it kind of was a ping balling around. And that might have actually hit off of a Houston Dash player, so I believe they're going to give Danielle Colaprico the goal. If I see the replay correctly, we'll get the confirmation in just a minute. But either way, in the third minute, it's 1-0 Red Stars.
1-0, perfect start. You couldn't ask for better.
So now Houston will have the reset at midfield. We'll get the confirmation in a minute as to whose goal that will be, as it was kind of hard to see from our vantage point up here in the booth and with the replay
as well.
Could have
been Jen Hoy.
It may be Jen Hoy as the Dash get possession back at midfield. They go back into their defensive half, and a player slips already. And Sofia Huerta is going to get credit for the goal off the deflection, and that's her fourth goal of the season, tying Kristen Press for the team lead. Oh, my apologies, she's second on the team with goals next to Kristen Press.
There you go. But, you know, I think based on what has transpired here this evening, the Red Stars might be hoping for rain again next week.
And you ever notice, too, is that Sofia Huerta has kind of had a niche to get early goals for
yes,
the team
yes,
as well.
Yes, she has. And she's one of those players where there are times when she can be very quiet, but when she explodes, things happen.
Well, here comes another explosion. Red Stars into the 18-yard box near side for Jen Hoy. Has to settle it down for a moment and is going to be almost canceled off there. But that one goes back over to Taylor Kamau, who has to circle back outside the 18-yard box and center it to Danielle Colaprico, who gets it back to midfield for the defense of Gilliland to settle things down. And back to Colaprico it goes. Into the defensive half. Now the pass there. Missed for just a moment. Now up to Jen Hoy at the forward spot. Inside it goes now for Huerta, but that one just out of her reach. Or I should say that was actually out of the reach of Cara Walls. And the Houston Dash reset in their defensive third.
And a good passage of play there where we saw a good possession ball play there from Chicago Red Stars. And that would be encouraging to the coaching staff, as this is exactly what they want to do against this Houston
Dash
team.
And this is kind of the start you wanted based on how you saw the game against Orlando go last week, where it was a first half goal. Kind of needed to get the offense sparked early. And oh, and a kick there that actually hit off the head of Kayla Ohai. She's okay though, gets up right away. As Casey Short bodied off the ball there for a moment. And some of the players are slipping because of the slick field. And what could have been an odd-numbered possession for the Dash, Red Stars clear it out to midfield and out of play.
And I think the Red Stars was let off the hook there because that a mistake there by Casey Short. I think the player there should have taken a shot on goal. She was wide open, but instead to make a pass inside. And like you said, the slipping and sliding out there kind of worked in favor of the Chicago Red Stars.
I think we're going to see a lot of that here tonight with the slick field. And as we had the torrential downpour in the 7 o'clock hour, that really, really wet in the field up. But they had the sprinklers go on right before the rain hit, too. So give me a little extra slick out there on the field for the players here tonight.
As long as the players have the proper footwear to handle it.
Yes. So now back in midfield, we are Houston Dash with possession of it. A little give-and-go action as this one went over to Cammie Prevett. And now off the near side with this one is Ohai. Ohai, now to the near side, one-on-one with Casey Short. Ohai goes to her right, gets into the box, looks to chip it in on a line drive, battles around, and Colaprico clears it to the far side and out of play.
You know, right now, Ryan, what would be interesting, game management. You have the early lead. You still have almost the entire game to play. How now are you going to manage and hold on to this 1-0 lead? Because so far, we're seeing some mistakes at the back there from the Chicago Red Stars that have not cost them, so to speak, and you hope it doesn't, but, you know, it's looking kind of slick back there.
And you called it. You know, that was something that you mentioned in our weather delay theater segment. You know, is the field going to be slick? And we're going into the seventh minute now, and that's what it appears it's been so far as a foul goes against Houston off the throw-in in the far right corner. So it'll be a set piece now coming up from their own end for the Red Stars.
And the slickness out there seems to be affecting the Houston Dash players more so than the Red Star aggregation. And probably the Houston Dash never traveled with enough of that footwear to keep them, to give them the firm footing.
That'll be Samantha Johnson now in her own third with the two settle things down, as now it goes to Danielle Colaprico, who works it out to the far side for Aaron Gilliland. Gilliland out the far side, past midfield, goes ahead to Jen Hoy, and headers it up to Carr Walls, who had a play on it, and eventually that one is cleared by the Houston defense behind the Red Stars bench, and a good clear there from Ellie Brush, the 5-5 defenseman.
Good, strong challenge there to get that ball out of danger.
Red Star throwing now into the far side of the defensive third of Houston. Up with it is Gilliland. Little give-and-go action goes right back. Now to the far side for Sofia Huerta, who had the third-minute goal for the Red Stars here tonight. Up the far side now. Cross into the box from the far side. Doesn't go through all the way, as trying to go for that one was DiBernardo. Dash reset with possession. Come up now to the far side. Along midfield they go. Into the Red Stars defense zone. They go with it. Trying to get numbers with this up along the far side. Settling it down for just a moment there as the pass now looking for Denise O'Sullivan. Has to circle it back now to the far corner for Stephanie Ox. And that one deflects out of play as her pass attempt deflected off of Sofia Huerta. And it'll be a Houston throw-in.
And the game so far being played in a very good spirit. Players are really throwing themselves around out there, trying to ensure that their team holds on to possession of the ball.
Up with this one now is Jen Hoy. Hoy now to the near side, that's actually going to be Taylor Kamau. Taylor Kamau brought it up for just a moment, but circled it back to midfield for Samantha Johnson. Johnson now, as it went to Cara Walls, into the defensive third at the middle of the field. And with it now, a little chip there. They're going for Casey Short. She lost it for just a moment. She thought it wasn't going to come to her, and that is a hit off the flag, and it's a corner kick for the Red Stars.
And we remember what happened in the first corner kick in the game in the third minute, resulted in a goal. But Casey Short there, I see, she did come up short because she left, that was Jen Hoy, basically stranded when she should have been overlapping to provide the support. And there we see her again a bit short-footed in getting to a pass. However, the team has won a corner. Let's see what happens.
Vanessa DiBernardo on the corner kick, near left corner kick once again for the Red Stars, who are up 1-0. Cross into the box, header there for Short. Stays alive into the 6-yard box, and Houston clears it out. They clear it out, and going back to the far side of the field to let that one go was Jen Hoy. And it'll be a Red Stars throw-in as we are in now to the 10th minute. 1-0 Red Stars here early on at Toyota Park. We're here with you on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, your home for Chicago Red Stars soccer. As now Sam Johnson brings it up into the Houston defensive half. Now to the near side for Casey Short. Short now looks to center this one back and does. Now over to Kamau. Kamau trying to go near side with it, couldn't find anybody. And the Houston defense settles it down with possession and resets to the near side. Up with this one with the chip up was Prevett. Prevett now had that one lost. It goes to Colaprico at midfield. Colaprico now looking to go up to DiBernardo. Bangs around. She keeps possession with it though. Up with it now to Cara Walls. Cara Walls has to be... She got bodied off there by Amber Brooks, and that one on the chip up past midfield into the Red Star zone, settled down by Michelle Dahl outside of her box.
And another good passage of play here for the Chicago Red Stars. Ball kind of bobbling around, but they've done well to hold on to possession and keep it away from the Houston Dash.
DiBernardo into the defensive third now. She's going to chip one in, looking to go on a cross to the near side. She was looking there for Jen Hoy, but it goes past the end line, and it'll be a goal kick now for the Houston Dash. We would like to take a moment and as Tettinger now to go end-to-end, left to right with it outside on the edge of her 6-yard box with it. Tettinger now in the neon jersey today for the Houston Dash, while the rest of her teammates are in orange.
Looking more like a referee, like a part of the officials team.
Yeah, they're more of a lime green, though, are the officials today. She's more into the neon category.
Pretty much.
As off of that goal kick left to right, Red Stars get possession of it just outside midfield, and they reset back into their own defensive area now, and with it is Aaron Gilliland. Gilliland over the Naughton. Now Naughton up to the far side. Inside, they look to Jen Hoy, bounces around, and I believe we might be getting a handball on the Red Stars. It looks like that caught DiBernardo there.
But we can say one thing for the Red Stars. They're looking pretty comfortable on the ball so far. Trying to knock it around and just hold on to it.
Chip in now past midfield, come to Houston Dash with it, and battling that one off nicely there was Katie Naughton. As that pass there was looking for Rachel Daly, and nice job by Naughton to keep her off and away from the ball and cancel her out with a nice little like basketball box out. So it'll be a Houston throw and now to the far right corner of the field. And cross attempt into the box does get in, and Sam Johnson gets it outside the 18. They were looking there for DiBernardo, whiffed on the kick, and a whiffed header there goes right to Carl Walls, who looks to bring it up to midfield. Walls now to the far side, and they look up for Jen Hoy. She's going to have to try to chase it if she can, but she cannot, and the Houston defense gets it right back now to Hettinger, and they reset on the 18-yard box edge. Left to right kick, header there by Short, gets right back into the defensive half of Houston. Now it's Carl Walls to the near side. Walls gets it to Short. Little triangle passing there goes to Kamau. Kamau now to Colapriku, who comes into support. Back to Kamau again to center. Looking for Jen Hoy up front, but couldn't find her, and Houston clears it down past midfield. And Dalton comes out to play, and we're seeing, you talked about this with Michelle Dalton before we got started. I see how aggressive she gets, you know, trying to keep the ball active for the Red Stars. She's playing outside of the 18-yard box there, being very aggressive.
Yep, pretty much like a Manuel Neuer for Germany.
And we got a quick foul there as that was DiBernardo taken down at midfield, and a foul on the play, no card given.
But a warning.
A warning given to Cammy Prevett, the 5'8 midfielder from Bakersfield, California.
And a stern warning at that.
So a set piece here for the Red Stars, just outside of midfield in their defensive zone, as Sam Johnson looks to bring it in past midfield. Now to the near side, and the defensive half, it's Short. Now Short, now back to Kamau. And now to the near side, Casey Short once again crosses it into the box. A little strong on that one, but it's headed out of play by Houston past the end line. And the third corner for the Red Stars coming up.
And that was a very good looking cross there that forced the defender to actually put the ball across the end line and give up a corner.
So this corner now will be in the far left corner of the field, the opposite side now. The first two are on the near side. And so DiBernardo will take this corner. A couple players in the 18-yard box. Cross into the box. Header there by Casey Short. Isn't enough, and it's going to be another Red Stars corner deflected off of a Dash player. Now to the opposite side of the field we come back. Near left corner kick for the Red Stars. Corner kick number four for Chicago as we're in the 14th minute.
The side from which the goal was scored. But the interesting thing is here now, Ryan. The first corner, which resulted in a goal, the corners were taken short. The two following, have been long corners. Why not stick to what worked for you in the first place?
DiBernardo on this corner kick again. That one goes over the crossbar too far to the left. And it'll be a goal kick now for Hettinger.
And there we go. But I mean, why not go back for that short corner? Pull the defense out and then try to get the ball inside up.
There'll be an end-to-end kick now left to right from Bianca Hettinger. Left to right on the kick. This one will land right at midfield. A couple headers bounce around. Goes back into the defensive third of the Red Stars as Ubigao, who one of the offensive, big-time offensive weapons for Houston, passes it off now. Coming in with a little head of speed here is Megan Crossan. Crossan out of the far corner with it. Going to get it into the box, but it goes too far to the left and out of play behind the net. And it is going to be a goal kick for Michelle Dalton and the Red Stars.
And the options there for the Houston Dash should have actually been to play that ball back. But then credit to the Red Stars defense for having pushed the player all the way to the byline and earning the goal kick.
So off of that kick, it was just a quick squib kick to the near side for Sam Johnson, who gives it over to Danielle Colaprican out of the far side for Katie Naughton. Katie Naughton now up towards midfield with it as this one goes now to Sofia Huerta, now back to Colaprican. Colaprico now will reset and go back to the 18-yard box for Dalton. Didn't like what was set up there, and now to the near side for Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson, we talked about her being part of that Super Six. As we mentioned in our pregame show, kind of the, I mean, we don't want to, you know, obviously we don't want to discredit what Julie Johnston, Alyssa Nahar, and Kristen Press bring to the table, but, you know, those six players that we talked about, they are through the thick and thin of the season so far.
And if you're going to have players who are going to be missing for one reason or another, they have to be other players who are going to step up. That's how you know if you have a good all-round team.
So a little bit of trouble here trying to put a little set piece together are the Red Stars. They keep having to reset and go back to Dalton and try to set something up. Now Taylor Kamount out of the near side to Sam Johnson at midfield. Sam Johnson going to go back towards midfield center to DiBernardo. Now it's Taylor Kamount. Kamount now looks to go up the near side. She wants to get Casey Short. Couldn't get a pass off to her right away, and she finally does now. Casey Short battled off there by the defense. Nicely done by Cammie Privett.
And Casey Short, they're choosing the wrong option of trying to put the ball down and run with it because she just put it basically in the path of the defender, who had no problems picking that one off of her.
Nice cancel out there by Sam Johnson to keep possession alive. Stays at midfield for the Red Stars. 1-0 Chicago into the 17th minute. Sofia Huerta got the third-minute goal for the Red Stars to get the tally on the board here early on. Glad you could join us here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. If you're with us earlier on, we started here at 8 p.m., not the scheduled 7 p.m. start because of weather delays. As this chipping up along the far side, they look for Jen Hoy, and that one deflects away, and we have got another corner kick for the Red Stars. This time now, once again, back to the far left corner of the field, and it's corner kick number 5 for Chicago.
And it seemed as if it's going to be another long corner with 5 in the box, 2 in the 6, and 3 in the 18.
And a couple sprinkle outside.
Well, no, they have 4 in the 18 and 2 in the 6 for this long corner that's going to be floated across.
DiBernardo from the far left corner, and that one will be headed away by the Houston Dash. But keeping possession alive was Gilliland. And a shot in. Oh, and it just goes over the crossbar. And look out there for Hedinger. Ran into her own netting. But as you mentioned it right before we got on the air here tonight, you know, with this, the way the field is and the ball might be in a little slick with the wind coming out of the northeast, fire shots outside the 18 and see what happens.
And I tell you what, we're not sure if that was even a shot. It was almost a pass into the box that dangerously loomed above the crossbar.
So now off of that goal kick left to right from Hedinger, Sam Johnson's, that one kind of went over everybody's head. Sam Johnson settles it down with the reset for the Red Stars. Now to Danielle Colaprico. Colaprico now will go to the far side for Katie Naught. 19th minute, 1-0 Red Stars here over the Houston Dash. In the last meeting, the Houston Dash defeated the Red Stars down in Houston 3-1 to kick off the 2016 season for both teams.
And the crowd actually getting into this one, Ryan, and it's actually a nice atmosphere. Not a full house by any means, but that
was. Oh, and a slip there from Colaprico. She lost her footing, and a big stop from Colaprico again with her foot to stop the 2-on-1 opportunity from the Houston Dash. Well done. Right place, right time. Danielle Colaprico crossing to the box in the far corner, headed away by Colaprico, and the Red Stars have it on the reset. Nicely done there by the Red Stars defense to come off of that one as that one chipped into the box, and Dalton comes up with the save.
Nice there, and that's what mistakes at the back can cause. They can put pressure on the team. However, Colaprico was able to come back nicely there and to dig her team out of trouble.
Houston Dash threatening once again. Down to the near side, it's Ojai. Near side, too far to the right, though, and behind the net it goes off of that shot attempt, so it'll be a goal kick once again for Michelle Dalton.
And the Red Stars have been enjoying the better of play so far. However, whenever the Houston Dash are on the ball, they're looking dangerous in attack.
You know, they were kind of generally quiet offensively for the better part of maybe the first 13 or 14 minutes here. Now we're starting to see that spark up once again.
And it does create some dangers there for the Red Stars defense. They cannot fall asleep on this Houston Dash offense.
Now up along the far side with it is Katie Naughton. Chips it up past midfield, and in a foot race there, it's Jen Hoy trying to chase it down. She might have something here. She's along the far side with it. Gets around a defender. And push down and no call. Referee says play on. Jen Hoy got taken down, but not enough for a whistle.
And the referee was right there. He was right on top of it and made the call immediately.
looked like incidental contact nevertheless, as Carl Walls has and tries to get a shot in right outside the 18-yard box. Can't. And instead, and off the crossbar, and Steve Bernardo, another opportunity for Hoyt trying to come in for it, and Houston clears it out. My goodness, what an opportunity.
How close can you get?
Wow.
How close can you get? The ball actually hit the underside of the crossbar and came out. It's almost like it went into the goal and came back out.
You're not going to get any closer opportunities than that.
Anything closer is a goal.
Red Star still having along the far side outside the box. DiBernardo with possession. Turns around, tries to heel kick that to her left, but nobody home. And the dash once again cleared out right in front of the Red Stars bench.
And the momentum definitely is swinging with the Red Stars. Another goal here would be almost like insurance and would make this game even more comfortable for them. And that one was close.
I want to see a replay of that shot again from DiBernardo. As you mentioned, they hit the under part of the crossbar, and it still didn't go in.
I mean, Henninger was beaten all ends up. She had absolutely no chance.
So another Red Stars throw in here. As Houston's having trouble clearing out of their own end. DiBernardo now goes back now to the far side. That's Katie Naught. And trying to get through here now is Jen Hoy. And that one scribbles on back right in front of the Red Stars bench. And it'll be a Houston throw in now. And now it's the dash on the reset. Amber Brooks now up to the near side with it right past midfield. But that one really skipped away there from Kayla Ojai.
And that's what we spoke about, the ball hitting the wet turf and just skidding.
And Casey Short now will have the throw in for the Red Stars. She goes to her right on this throw in, back to her defense and Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson now will go to the opposite side of the field now for Katie Naughton. As we're into the 23rd minute of play. It's 1-0 Red Stars off of a third minute goal from Sofia Huerta.
We haven't heard that all season, have we, Ryan? That horn, that sound effect horn we just heard from the PA.
I think we've heard it.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, I think we have before.
I might have been too caught up in soccer.
You know, that wouldn't surprise me, really, to some degree. As Casey Short on the reset clears it back towards midfield. And settling this one down is Cammie Prevett. Prevett now to the near side. She goes now over to Ojai once again. Ojai, near right side, trying to get into the box. Hits off of Casey Short and past the end line and goes. And the Houston Dash have their first upcoming corner kick of the night to the near right corner.
So the Chicago Red Stars defense know how to deal with their first set piece.
Again, folks, if you want to get in on some Red Stars merchandise and for tonight's silent auction, you can text Red Stars to 52182 for limited edition player worn pride warm-up tops that they were featuring in their warm-ups here tonight. Again, text Red Stars to 52182. And off that corner, ping-pongs around for a moment, but the Red Stars do eventually clear it. And you could see the wind on that kick attempt there as Cole Prico tried to clear it to midfield, but that one went way to her left and on a play, and it's a Houston throw-in.
Indeed, yes, the wind is very strong here, and the ball bubbles around once it goes in the air and hits the ground. It bubbles, and that is going to pose some problems for the players.
On the throw-in there, it's Prevett. And then to her right on that one. That one goes out of play, and we have got a goal kick coming up. So it'll be a goal kick. That was last touch by Houston. So it'll be a goal kick for Michelle Dalton and the Red Stars, and then right to left. Fans settled in here now at Toyota Park. As the thousands on hand are very happy of the 1-0 lead from the third minute goal from Sofia Huerta off of a corner kick from Vanessa DiBernardo.
And they would be pretty much happy with the game, the way the game has progressed since then. A couple of close calls, close shaves for the Chicago Red Stars, but for the most part, they have been in control of the game.
The Houston throw-in coming up at midfield as that pass along the far side for the Red Stars went out of play. Now off of that Houston throw-in, it goes out of play, and it'll be another Houston throw-in as that one was last hit off there from Cara Walls. And actually, they're going to call a foul. It will not be a throw-in. It'll be a set piece coming up along the far side at midfield for the dash. And backpedaling there for a moment was Prevett. Now she gets it in, and that one will land right outside the 18-yard box. Couple headers round, and keeping possession of this one out of the dash for a moment as Denise O'Sullivan has it to the far right corner. Sullivan now getting trapped there by a couple of Red Stars defenders. Is able to center it, though. Get it back over to Amber Brooks, who gets back to the far right corner. Crosses it into the box. And Michelle Dalton, watching her feet like an NFL wide receiver, keeps him in play, and she makes the catch for the save. And the Red Stars will have a reset.
And as always, Dalton looking very, very composed and relaxed in goal there, making everything look so simple.
And Huerta lost the ball for just a moment. And almost a turnover there, but Katie Naughton to keep things settled down. And we get a foul against Huerta, and Jayama Ubagayu is a little slow to get up. Might have had the wind knocked out of her, but is going to stay in and appears to be okay.
And Huerta there, having lost the ball, stuck a boot out. Stuck that left boot out and caught the player there, Ubagayu. And so this results in a free kick.
Set piece coming up here for the Houston Dash on the far edge of the 18-yard box and the opposite, on the far side of the field. And looks like Amber Brooks is having a conversation with the official about where the ball has to be placed. She wanted it closer, but the official said back it up a bit.
And this is in a pretty dangerous position.
We'll see here. Here comes the kick off the set piece. Into the box it goes. And that one sits into the 6-yard box for a moment. And we get a foul on the Dash. As it looks like they're going to get that. I believe they're going to get that one on Amber Brooks, who took some or kind of initiated some contact on Samantha Johnson.
And again, the Red Stars are not as fluent and as calculated on a clearing from the set pieces, but as always, things the ball seems to bounce nicely in their favor.
Casey Short on the cross in to center it, looking for Carl Walls, but nowhere to be found, and coming out to kick that one away is Hettinger right at midfield. Now to be Rachel Daly with it. Haven't really mentioned her name that often here in this first half so far. We talked about her kind of being one of the top offensive weapons at the Dash half, and with the missing piece of Carly Lloyd.
And like you said, it has not played out like that so far. I'm sure Coach Rory Dames and his staff will be rather pleased with that.
And now with this one is Taylor Kamau. Carl Walsh to the far side. Oh, and they were looking there for Jen Hoy to the far side, but a little bit of miscommunication on their end. Makes it a Houston throw-in. In the defensive third of the Dash. Now at midfield with it at the Red Stars. Off of a bad pass. And now it'll be at midfield for Sam Johnson. Into the 29th minute we go. If you're just tuning in and I said the 29th minute, yes, do not adjust your computers or your mobile devices. We were under a weather delay here to get the start time from 7 p.m. We actually started at 8 p.m. here local time in Toyota Park. That's why we're still only into the 28th minute. Usually by now we're in about the 55th minute of play, but that is not the case as of now due to the weather that hit the area not too long ago. Playing this one in the near corner was Rachel Daly, but canceling that one out and trying to clear it away there was Short. Dash have it right back though, and a shot in over the crossbar there off the attempt from Ubagayo goes over the crossbar and head of Michelle Dalton, and it'll be a goal kick.
And Dalton looks at the ball coming off the boot and then just looks away. Just looks to her feet like...
she just looks up and sees, bye-bye.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's one way to put it. So it'll be a goal kick right to left on the edge of the 6-yard box for Michelle Dalton. Boy, does Courtney have a way of painting the picture for you folks for how Michelle Dalton reacted to that shot coming towards her net.
No, she is the most relaxed goalkeeper I've ever seen.
And Alyssa Nair is kind of the quite opposite.
Pretty much.
So it's kind of like day and night with your goalkeepers when you have them both here, if you're Rory Dames.
And if you notice with Dalton, she likes to push this team up. I mean, she stays so far out of the 18-yard box that she...
And that's kind of something that her and Nair kind of have the similar attributes of.
You're right. You know, trying to play that high-press game. Keep the opponents out of your area.
Now the Houston Dash having it there. Own half of midfield, but now bringing into the Red Stars defensive half past midfield. Center into the box. And trying to get that one there was Rachel Daly. Hits off of her for a moment. And did she keep it in? No, she did not. And it will be a goal kick for Dalton once again.
And we see Rachel Daly there trying to make a case up front, you know, trying to push the play, trying to, you know, get something going offensively for this Houston Dash team, because she has been very quiet so far in the game, as you mentioned before, Ryan.
So now Dalton will go to the far side with this one for Katie Naughton. As Naughton now will get it up towards midfield, look for Carl Walls, and doesn't get it to her successfully, though, as backpedaling with this one is Ellie Brush, and gets it back to her goalkeeper in Bianca Hettinger. Hettinger now off that. Dash now have it on the far side of the field. Past midfield it goes for Ubagayu. And now the Red Stars have it back in midfield. As Kamau had possession for a moment, lost it though to Amber Brooks. And Brooks now gives that one over to now Stephanie Ox. And Ox now to the far side, tries to get into the box, and a little dribbler there is swallowed up into the breadbasket of Michelle Dalton.
And again, she makes it look very easy.
And now with the Red Stars, who had a third-minute goal from Sofia Huerta, bring it up. And they look for Jen Hoyen in the defensive third. Couldn't get to her successfully as she was canceled out there by Kari Ricaro. So after the Ricaro cancel out, the Dash now get it past midfield. And they're looking there for Ubagayu, but that goes way out of play to the left along the far sideline, and it's a Chicago throw-in.
And again, Chicago just doing enough to hold on to possession and keep the Houston Dash players out of their defensive third and kind of keeping it in midfield, because once it stays there, then there's hardly a chance that they'll get scored on.
Here comes a chance here, perhaps, as trying to stay on sides was Hoy. A little contact between defender and forward, but nothing doing there. Officials say play on. And Houston has it on the possession now as Denise O'Sullivan. O'Sullivan now almost lost it in her own zone for a minute. A couple players collide. And the Red Stars have it back on the turnover. Shot in on the line drive, but it goes just far to the right there. Off the shot attempt from Sofia Huerta.
And Henninger able to watch that one roll past her left upright. And that shot, a very weak one off the left foot there of Huerta.
So it'll be an end-to-end goal kick left to right for Bianca Henninger, the 5'6 goalkeeper from Los Gatos, California. The 25-year-old will boot this one left to right, and we have an injured Red Stars player, and that is Jen Hoy, getting looked at by the trainer, so she'll come off for just a moment. Not an official substitution as of yet. She will be able to come in off the next whistle, though.
And that means the Red Stars will be playing with 10 players, at least for the moment.
I think there was a little... I think she collided with a defender of the Houston Dash as they were trying to get that shot in. I don't know if maybe she slipped a little bit as well to help, you know, initiate the contact or what, but she's getting looked at by the training staff right now by Kelsey Rees, the head athletic trainer for the Chicago Red Stars.
Well, she was a part of a very good hustle down that right side for the Chicago Red Stars that has been since the game started.
Yep, and Jen Hoy's fine. She'll come in just a moment off the next whistle. So it's good to see she'll be okay. And that one goes behind the net and off of the Red Stars, and it'll be a corner kick to the near right corner for the Houston Dash. It's their second, and Jen Hoy comes back into the game, and that's a good thing to see. And we're back to 11-on-11.
And again, the Red Stars now will have to defend against another set piece. And let's see if they'll be able to clear their lines quickly and affirmatively off this play.
Here comes the near right corner kick. Into the box it goes, and a jump save made by Dalton.
And how easy was that?
And look how quick she comes down the field. Past the field. Oh, she was looking for a streaky Jen Hoy. But that one headed away there from Amber Brooks. And that one, Sam Johnson just let that one go overhead because she knew Michelle. That might have been also one of those where Dalton said, I got it and get out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Clearly that was good communication between defender and goalkeeper.
It's now along the far side line with it now are the Red Stars. And now it's Sofia Huerta up past midfield. And staying with it there is Cara Walls. Walls now to the far side. Comes into the box looking for Jen Hoy. Oh, and she couldn't get it to her cleanly. And it goes past the end line and out of play.
I
was kind of thinking that Cara Walls was going to shoot it there. What say you, Courtney?
I think Jen Hoy there was just a little bit lazy on getting around the defender and getting to that ball. Because, you know, any touch, just to stick a boot out, any touch could have resulted in a goal.
Into the 36th minute now. That could have been a potential goal opportunity for the Red Stars.
It was.
As Hettinger now goes left to right and then with it on the edge of the six-yard box. Gets it at midfield. And this one will get back into the Red Stars defense and over to Michelle Dalton, who's going to boot it right to left on the edge of the 18-yard box. And that one will sky up for Taylor Kamau. Lost it on the header there. As the Houston Dash now back, pedaling a little bit with possession. As now up the near side with this one is Prevett. North side, that was actually Denise O'Sullivan with the pass up there to Ubagayu. Ubagayu now back to O'Sullivan, into the box, trying to center that one, but a nice clear there from Katie Naughton. Dash keep possession, though, and lacing this one up, and right to Michelle Dalton, who
slipped, actually.
Slipped a little bit, yeah, she's looking back there. Slipped for just a moment, but the ball was still in the air. She still had plenty of time to make the save.
Yeah, and you see the attitude.
and that's something that you were bringing up as well. You know, I don't want to say careless attitude. That's not the right word to use, but maybe carefree.
And, you know, it might just be a matter of control, you know, being very confident in self.
That may be a possibility. Taylor Kamau now in the defensive third, lost possession for a moment. Casey Short comes up to play it, but the Dash are able to clear past midfield and down. And Ubagayu now and Sam Johnson have a battle, and Ubagayu is going to win it with possession. She looks to center it back to the box and doesn't do so on the pass attempt. And Gilland will trot to that one and let that one go past the end line and out of play. It'll be a goal kick for the goalkeeper, Michelle Dalton.
So now Ubagayu has switched from left to right, and it's creating some problems now for the Chicago Red Star defenders, who do not seem to be reading her very well at this point in time.
So off of that reset there, off the goal kick, it's Sam Johnson out of the near side in her own defensive third. And now I want to go back now to Michelle Dalton. Dalton, now to the far side. It goes to Katie Naughton. Katie Naughton will bring it up now towards midfield. And this one now will go to Gilliland. Aaron Gilliland now making a couple moves. It was looking ahead there for Jen Hoy, but was unsuccessful in doing so. Deflects off of a Dash midfielder, though, and it'll be a Red Stars throw-in right in front of their own bench here in the 38th minute.
And the Chicago Red Stars, they're playing the ball down the right-hand side. A very smooth transition from defense through midfield, and it's looking very good at the moment.
Dash are able to clear it down past midfield, though, off of the throw-in. And coming out again, as we talked about this, Michelle Dalton. So now it'll be over to Katie Naughton. Past midfield it goes. And skying this one up for Jen Hoy. Banged around for a moment, and ooh, Jen Hoy almost won possession there. Right on the edge of the 18-yard box, but the Dash cleared back to midfield. And now it's Ubagayu trying to battle for it. Has to backpedal quite a bit. Can't find anybody to go with here. And she dribbles out of trouble. Gets it past midfield. But the pass intercepted there by Casey Short, who gets it back to Michelle Dalton to reset.
And did we speak about an alternate player for the Dash? Ubagayu is that player? She's out.
Yeah, haven't really heard much of Rachel Daly. As this one here, they were looking for a streaky Carl Walls, but coming out to play that one and keep it away was Hettinger. And now up with this one now is Prevett. Prevett now to Denise O'Sullivan. O'Sullivan now into the defensive third. Trying to body off away there from Colaprico, but nice footwork there from Colaprico to win possession back.
Excellent piece of defending.
Jen Hoy now at midfield near side. And that one, possession was lost for a moment, but the Red Stars will have a throw-in. And some of the Houston Dash players not happy about that call.
Oh, hi, the captain there protesting to the referee's assistant.
So now it'll be Cara Walls to get it off that throw-in for a moment, but lost possession, and Dash have it in midfield. A couple passes around, and it's Ugayu now, and it goes to O'Sullivan. Oh, and they were looking to the right there, trying to streak up for this one is Ox. And a battle there between her and Katie Naughton, and nobody really won that battle just yet, as this one was kind of set off there. And here comes an opportunity now, cross into the box from the near side, headed away there by DiBernardo. Now DiBernardo with it. She has it right near midfield. And now it goes to Carl Walls. Carl Walls now right past midfield to the near side as this pass goes to Taylor Kamau. Kamau gets it up now to Jen Hoy, who goes right back to Kamau on a little give and go. Kamau out of the far side of the field. Coming out for this one is a streaky Erin Gilliland. She's going to get to this one for a moment. Oh, and a big contact is made there. As that was Brooks and Gilliland going after it, both players went down, no foul called. It'll be a simple throw-in for the Red Stars.
And you see that pass there into space. That's pretty much the way they practiced. Gilliland was just slow to get in up to receive the pass.
So off the throw, and Red Sox have it back now in front of their bench. And that one goes out of play off the pass attempt, and it'll be a Houston throw-in. 41st minute, 1-0 Red Sox. Sofia Huerta with the only tally back in the third minute.
And the Red Sox have done well to protect the lead so far, Ryan, and hopefully they'll be able to do it for the next four or so minutes.
Along with any stoppage time that we may see, although I don't think we might have any so far.
Not much.
If any, maybe a couple
watch.
Minutes? Yeah, not much either way. Crossing in the box there from Kayla Ojai. That one goes over everybody's head and out of play. And it'll be a Red Stars throw-in on the far side of the field. Glad you could join us here on this Saturday night at Toyota Park in Bridgeview, Illinois. We're now to the 42nd minute, 1-0 Red Stars here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Ryan Fahey, Courtney Walsh with you here in Bridgeview, Illinois. If you're just tuning in, we were supposed to start at 7 p.m., but due to inclement weather, we did not get started here until 8 o'clock. So be prepared for a little bit of a later end to tonight's match. As Casey Short now has it to the near side at midfield, and she goes right back to Danielle Colaprico. Colaprico now over to DiBernardo, past midfield into the defensive half of the dash. DiBernardo dribbles around, looks to go to the near side with it, and does to Jen Hoy. Jen Hoy, right outside the 18-yard box, dances around with it for a moment, goes back to DiBernardo. Now to the far side for Huerta. Now to Aaron Gilliland, who's going to come in with a lot of space from the far side. And across in for DiBernardo. Oh, and it just goes too far to the left as Henninger was making a dive for it, but it just goes too far to the left, and it's a goal kick for the Houston Dash.
And Ryan, Casey Short has been rather quiet down the left side of the field today. However, the play has been on the right side. There's been some very slick passing over there, and it has resulted in some very good chances, just like the one we saw a moment ago.
So Henninger now, and then left to right on the goal kick. As we're now to the 43rd minute. Up the near side with this one now will be Kayla Ojai. And now it'll be going to Ubagayu. Try to say these names five times fast, by the way.
Tongue twisters.
And now with this one is O'Sullivan outside the 8-yard box, but that one's way to the left there. Michelle Dalton and out of play. And Dalton now has the goal kick coming up.
And Dalton is like, why did you even bother to try that?
You portray a very good Michelle Dalton personality, I will say.
I'm just saying it as I see it.
Calling it as you see it? Well done, sir. Well done. Pass midfield off the pass there from Katie Nong, goes all the way up to Cara Walls. Now to the far side, they're looking for Huerta, and she's not going to get much on that one. And actually, Jen Hoy, she's going to get it off a turnover. And oh, and the pass there, just missing there to DiBernardo to the near side. And the Dash will reset with possession. Now it'll be Prevett now. A little give and go passing from Ojai. And now it'll go back to Henninger. 44th minute, 1-0 Red Stars.
Okay then.
I have no idea what that sound effect
okay,
was.
Okay then. I know I saw fireworks, but that was like miles away. So
it couldn't be that loud.
No, I don't think so.
I've been a glitch up here in the booth somewhere. Wasn't us, folks. We'll make that perfectly clear. As now it's Taylor Kamau past midfield, right to left with it. And lost her footing for a moment, has to backpedal and get it over to Casey Short. Casey Short now as we enter the 45th minute looking ahead there. Ooh, they have a little bit of a lazy pass there from Megan Crossan. But the Dash were able to settle it down and get it out of trouble. And a whistle goes and a foul against Sofia Huerta. A little bit too much body contact there trying to go up for the header. And they're going to reset the set piece as they're going to have it back towards about the 40-yard mark inside the Houston zone. Now with that one there, it was O'Sullivan. Now a little give-and-go passing. Now up with this one is Rachel Daly, taken down for a moment. Whistle goes, and they'll reset. We're in the 45th minute now. Interesting to see if any stoppage time will be added.
And I'm not seeing any indication.
I don't think they're going to do much here, if any. This may be, maybe this following set piece coming up here on this free kick might be the last play. Let's see. And this one way too far to the right. And Casey Short comes up with it. And I did not see a stoppage time. Oh, here we go.
One minute
of stoppage time. 1 minute of stoppage time will be played. So like we mentioned, it wasn't going to be much, if any. Now it'll be Kayla Ohio to her right. Battle with short there. Cross in. That one kind of hit off the toe there of Cola Preco. So this 1 minute of stoppage time will conclude in a little bit. Maybe another possession or two for both teams, and that would be it. And Tumlin down there is getting tripped up with Sofia Huerta by Ubagayu. And it'll be a reset set piece here for the Red Stars.
And I'm sure they'll be taking their time on this one. I just want to see the half out. No, you have the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, you're seeing Katie Nye looks like she's just going to kick it end to end right to left from the far side of the field, and she does. Well, the ref says play on. And this one will go out to the Red Stars bench. It'll be a Chicago throw-in. The head official looks at his watch. He says, looks like we'll keep going for a little bit. Here comes the throw-in. As now this one goes to Cara Walls. Now to Jen Hoy, headed for a moment. Coming up to try to clean it up there was DiBernardo. And a little give and go action there was Gilliland. Goes around, oh, she tried to go around two defenders but couldn't do so in the process.
That's it.
And that'll be the end of the first half. So off of a third minute ping pong deflection goal from Sofia Huerta. That's the only tally we have through the first 45, and you really have to be impressed with the defensive stance of the Red Stars here through the first 45, Courtney.
The defense was good. However, what I liked was more the transition game from defense through to the offensive third. I mean, especially down that right-hand side, they were really getting the passes going there. As we see Casey Short on the left-hand side, who's usually an engine going forward. I don't know if she's injured, but she's somewhat been off the boil this evening, and most of the play has been down that right-hand side, and it has created a couple of opportunities, and so far they haven't been able to take advantage of any of them. However, the Red Stars still have the lead.
They do indeed still have the lead, so it's time for our halftime break. Now we'll come back in about 10 minutes, break down the first half. We'll get you set for the next 45 minutes between the Houston Dash and your Chicago Red Stars. That'll be coming up in a whole lot more here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.